Jim in Dallas, Texas. Jim?
Evening, Ian. How are you, sir?
Good. Your chance to go on the record for 2011.
My record for prediction for 2011 is Willie Nelson and his recent marijuana arrest in Texas will unify several of the medical marijuana organizations such as LEAP, TCC, Normal, many others, and many people like Ed Rosenthal will all unify to approach Congress and have federal and state laws changed for medical marijuana.
Well, that would be, I mean, we've heard President Obama has spoken recently on the subject, and I think that there are a lot. I thought there's an interesting piece I saw about conservatives that are toying with the idea of the taxation of marijuana as a way of getting out of our financial trouble. I have always said that. So I will say that's a prediction I've been making for years, that what's going to make the difference on the legalization of marijuana is simply going to be economics. Too expensive to try to prosecute. Too much money out there to tax. So why not, you know, disempower the mobs, the gangs, and at the same time increase our revenue just for the same reason that if people are going to drink themselves stupid and be unproductive, we don't have a law against that. People are going to smoke dope, make themselves unproductive, we won't have a law against that either. So, I'll go along with that. Whether it happens for sure in 2011, I don't know, but I think we're moving toward that closer every year. Rob is in L.A., coast to coast.
Hey, how's it going, Ian?
Good. You're breaking up a little bit, so I'll just ask you to jump right into the prediction.
Okay, yeah, I'm plugging in my phone charger. There we go. I'm powered in now. Hey, can you still hear me?
Still breaking up, so I'll just ask you to jump right into the prediction.
Okay, which is November 11th, 2011, coast to coast, host, George Norrie will get married.
See? Yeah, see, now, did he make an announcement and I just missed it?
No, I just know he's hooked on 11s and it seems to follow him, and I think that would be pretty appropriate if he were to be married on 11-11-11.
Okay, I'll go along with that. I hadn't heard anything about that either. I'll be bummed if I don't get an invitation. Thanks, Rob. Carl is in Milwaukee on Coast to Coast. Carl?
Hi, Ian. How are you tonight?
Good. What do you predict for 2011?
Brett Favre retires. I made you giggle.
Yeah, well,
only a guy,
I think it was forcibly retired.
Only a guy from Wisconsin could say that to a guy in Minnesota.
Yeah.
My prediction is drought becomes a major story next year. Now, you and I live in the Great Lake Basin, so if we choose to, we can take, you know, a 45-minute hot shower. We can leave the water running while I brush our teeth. You know, we can water the lawn during the summertime. But I truly believe that with the weather patterns kind of changing and weather becoming huge stories, that drought will be a major story globally in 2011.
Yeah, I think it's becoming increasingly more true in a lot of other places, and I think there's a lot more discussions, too, about a water grab for the Great Lakes, which is something else that we have to protect against. We've got a lot of great natural resources here. Every region has theirs. It wouldn't seem fair for anybody to come in and grab our water like it would be for us to go in and grab California's weather, you know, or their mountains. Michael's in Arkansas on Coast to Coast. Michael?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, it's your chance to make your prediction for 2011.
Yeah, mine's kind of on the lighter side. I'm going to predict that William Bonney will receive a pardon for the shooting of Sheriff Brady.
Didn't he get that already?
I don't know.
Wasn't Richardson going to give that to him, Billy the Kid?
There's a big debate on it that I've been reading on, but I think that they'll go ahead and do it.
Okay, let me check that. Billy the Kid.
Yeah, just make sure that.
I guess it's still a question is whether or not Billy the Kid will get a pardon. I know that they were really looking at it. I thought they had already passed that. But all right, well, we'll put that down as a prediction, and we'll see whether or not we can't absolutely guarantee one of these gets right. Okay, we've just got a few more minutes, but Bobby's been hanging on the longest. Bobby? Bobby in Vegas? Bobby in Las Vegas. Your number came up, dude. 21 minutes long. Okay, sorry about that. Gave it a try. Let's go to Brad in Lincoln, California, as we're winding down Prediction Show Part 1. Brad?
Hello, Ian. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, great to have you.
Yeah, my prediction is that I saw a show the other day about this Israeli crack team that has practiced for 2 years to strike the Bushehr nuclear plant in Syria. I predict that and they said these crack team is over here training the U.S. about everything they need. So my prediction is that this year, Israel, in conjunction with the U.S., is going to take out all of Iran's sites. And they practice, by the way, this team practiced for 2 years to do the Bushehr. And if one pilot, say he crashes or messes up, he's got to do a 20-mile hike through enemy territory, just like if he, you know, did it in a minute. So they're tough on these guys. They know what they're doing. The timing is perfect. But they're going to do it.
They think they're going to do it.
I know they're going to do it.
What will be? Will there be any ramifications for that?
No. What are they going to be? They do not want a psychopathic, murderous dictator having a nuclear weapon, either in Iran or anywhere else on Earth, because they want to keep peace. They do not want to use that weapon again. It does something to the fabric of space and time. They know that.
Well, very good. All right. Well, we'll watch that prediction. You're getting on at the last minute. I'm glad to get you in there before the top of the hour. I think we have time for one or maybe two more. David is in Lexington on Coast to Coast on a wild card line. David?
Hey, Ian, how you doing?
Doing all right. We're just wrapping things up here, but I think we can squeeze
in. I want to make it real quick. I agree with what the caller just said a minute ago about what he just said there. You know, Jesus said in the last days you're going to be seeing wars and rumors of wars and pestilence. You're going to see more of that next year, and it's going to, just like a baby in contraction, it's going to get stronger and stronger because he's about to return. There's one other thing I want to mention real quick.
What in what year, David?
Between now and 2017, I think. It's getting so close. When he splits that eastern sky, he ain't going to have any more people that's wondering whether he is or isn't. Because, see, the Bible says that God is a God that hides himself, and he requires faith. And the Bible, you know, on the surface, it looks like it contradicts itself, but it doesn't. It's a spiritual book. And there's one thing I want to say about aliens. I've been wanting to call on this show for a long time about this. A lot of people, I mean, you people out in the audience, you're looking and hoping that there's some kind of a presence out there. That I really believe that people are seeing things, but that world, the spirit world, built this world. And I believe it's that you're seeing things coming into this world and going back out into the other world because there's such a fine plane and things are moving in that plane so much faster than what they are here. And the Bible says that Satan is a prince of this world that runs in the atmosphere. And I believe that you're seeing stuff that's coming from that world into this world and going back out because there's planets, there's things there that's going on that is way beyond us. And they put God in a box, and they really, you know, he is the Lord God Almighty, and he knows exactly what he's doing.
All right.
And if you'll believe that.
We'll watch and see that for 2011.